Sharing from yesterday's Psalm, Psalm 122, verse 1, says, and you can put that up, Pat, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why? Why did the psalmist say this? Because David was glad that he was going into the house of the Lord. They were going up to Jerusalem for a feast. He wrote the song so they could sing it as they were proceeding up to Jerusalem. The people had made a long journey, and they were happy to arrive in Jerusalem to be able to worship the Lord. So also, have you made any journey this week? Have you made any journey since last Sunday? Have you come through something this last week? Just living life, right?
Yeah.
Even that. So are you happy then to come to the house of the Lord this morning to worship God? He's wonderful. He brought us through this week. We have no idea of the things that he probably did protect us from. I know in this house there are many who are recovering from a type of healing. They've had something in their body that wasn't right, and God is bringing healing. And I'm looking at Elaine, and she had the biggest smile on her face this morning as she came in the house of the Lord, because God is healing her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jeannie is going to heal you too. He's going to take care of this pain. So we go through something, but thank goodness we come to the house of God where we can gather together. We're grateful to be able to have the privilege to be able to do that here in America. And more we're feeling like pilgrims as we walk in this land. Do you notice there might be something different about you? Huh? There's something different about us as we've embraced Christianity. And we see things happening to those who are not yet Christians. And what do we want for them? We want them to be able to come into the fold and join the household of God so they have a different perspective also. I know one of the songs we're singing this morning, and it's in my heart. It's just radiating in my heart. Lift your vision higher.
Yes,
we are Christians. Amen?
Amen?
That gives us a different vision. We shouldn't have the same outlook on the world as non-Christians have.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're to lift our vision higher and see what God's doing in the heavenlies. Align ourselves with that and rejoice in it. Matthew Henry says of this psalm, Jerusalem is a type of the gospel church, which is compacted together in holy love and Christian communion, so it is all as one city. Bible Knowledge Commentary states, David relished the experience of actually standing within the city's gates. I also relished the experience of being together with believers and being able to worship our God together. We relish, we joy, we take pleasure in being together to be able to worship God. I love to hear your voices. I love to hear you singing. I love to hear the people singing that really can't even sing. Hallelujah! It doesn't make any difference. God said make a joyful noise before the Lord. And as long as we've got a smile on our face and we're being joyful, it doesn't matter what key you're in. Hey, you're worshiping God, and that's what's important. So that's what we're going to do. Let's stand, and let's say this verse together. First of all, can you say to somebody, you're glad you're here?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm here, Shannon. I'm glad you're playing this morning, Daria. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Amen. We're glad to be together. We're glad to worship God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's say it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.